بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدماسي والله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 12th juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, there is mention made of quite a few of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and their lives and what they did and how they carried out and what they carried out as far as the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. I'm sure we all know it. While Mulana Tuhir was reciting, he came to the portion of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and then he cried in the salat. Allah ta'ala make all our hearts soft, and we can also cry while we're reciting the Holy Quran. But sometimes it is interesting to think of why, while the person was reciting, why he cried, you know what I mean? What was the reason behind that? So I thought today we'll then call more than 2 years barakat and something. Allah Ta'ala mentions, قالوا, they said, Ya Nuh, O Nuh, قد جادلتنا. You explained to us, you've been arguing with us, you've been talking to us, you've been telling us for a long time. فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. This explaining of yours has now become a lot. You know, it's going on, the story is going on and on and on. We're tired of it. So that you're telling us, if we don't listen, Allah will bring a punishment. فَأَتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا. Whatever you've been warning us, bring it on. You're talking for a long time, bring it on. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If what you are saying is the truth. Respected elders and friends, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to his people for 950 years. We get tired after a few times. We sit with people, we explain, listen here, do this, don't do that. He do the opposite, he run in trouble, he come back again with the same problem. Then we get tired of talking. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 years, he spoke to his people. Then a point came, he got tired and the people got tired. And then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Rabbi la tadar ala al-ard min al-kafirina dayyara. Wallah, don't leave one of the disbelievers on the face of the earth. إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ. If you leave them, يُضِلُّوا عِبَادَكَ. They're going to make those who believe, they're going to make them also go astray. وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. And the only thing that they're going to give birth to is more kuffar and more disbelievers and more people who disobey you. He made this dua. قال, he then said to the people, إِنَّمَا يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send to you is going to come in sha'a when Allah wants. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. You are not going to get away from it. And there is no turning back after that point. وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ. My advice to you is going to make no difference. إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَيُّهُيَكُمْ. If Allah has made the decision that He wants you to go astray, no matter what I'm going to tell you, it's going to make no difference. I was reading in the tafsir with regards to this part of the life of Nuh alayhi salam. We all know about the ark, right? We all know about the ark. But it is mentioned that after Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, the next day the rain didn't come. By that time there was no ark. Allah Ta'ala then instructed him that, O Nuh, plant some trees. He planted the trees. The trees grew for 100 years. The trees grew for 100 years. 100 years that trees grew for. That he had, Allah Ta'ala instructed him which to plant, where to plant. What was the reason for taking that amount of time? Because during that time, during that 100 years, maybe the people's hearts will turn and they will turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the mercy of Allah. That is the mercy of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala instructed him 100 years later, "Oh Nuh, now go and cut down the trees and cut them to a specific length that he had to cut each and every one." Wasn't like today, like you go by Uncle Farid, you put it in the machine, it come out the other side, cut. You cut it by hand. He was one man alone. Allah didn't allow him to take his people off and do it. He had to cut the trees down. Then he had to make the wood the way Allah Ta'ala instructed him to make it. Then 40 years it took him to do that. Because he was a normal person doing what he had to do, and he was a Nabi of Allah, he had to speak to his people every day. 40 years later, now the assembly of the ship started. Now Allah Ta'ala told him how to build it. Allah Ta'ala told him how to build it. There has to be a portion in the front which is going to break the waves. It is going to break through the water. Before that, there was no ships. At that point in time of the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what we've been checking up in the tafsir. We never knew about it before that ourselves. There is a number of things that had happened during that time when this punishment of Allah Ta'ala was to descend to the face of the earth. The ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, in the tafsir it is mentioned that there is a few different riwayat. The one riwayat is it was 300 arms length. Now, we used to normally count it as our arm from the elbow until the first. That is what is termed as an arm's length, right? But our hands and the hands of the people of that time was not the same, right? Where I got my understanding from was somebody built up a kurta of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And to us it was Situna dira'an, right? It is known as 60 arms length. But when the person took the exact measurements as what it was supposed to be, he ended up to be 70 meters tall. Right. So our 60 arm length don't come near by those guys' arm length. The other riwayah of the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was it was 1,200 arms length. So it was more than 1.2, 1.3 kilometers long. Understand? The worth of it is also mentioned as 50. And some it is 500 meters wide. This is the dimension of the ship. The door of the ship was to the side of the ship. Even the door is mentioned how it is. The decks were divided into three. The bottom deck was for the animals, the middle deck was for the humans, and the top one was for the birds. This is how Allah Ta'ala instructed him, this is how you're going to do it. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَىٰ نُوحٍ. All this happened when Allah Ta'ala revealed to Nuh alayhi salam, أَنَّهُ لَيُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ, that from amongst your people, nobody is going to bring iman, إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ, excepting those who had brought iman already. In 950 years of effort, 80 people brought iman. Between 75, 78 or 80. That was the three numbers that are given. In 950 years. And the men didn't give up. That is why they were chosen as Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Sometimes we think, why Allah never chose me as a Nabi? I could have done that, called the people, respected elders and friends. But Allah Ta'ala chose the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam based on the qualities of people. And Allah Ta'ala chose those who were going to be the companions of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam based on their qualities also. That is how Allah placed people in the times which they have come on the face of the earth. وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا, make the ship as per our guidance. وَوَحْيِنَا, in our revelation. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, Now after this, don't speak to me as far as those who disbelieve, who have oppressed. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. They are going to drown. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ. He started building the ship. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ. Every time somebody went past him from his people, سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ. They made a joke out of him. Oh no, you're building a ship, where is the water? The place where they were in is like how it is here by us, from Joburg till there's no water around us. And to build such a huge ship, قال, he said to them, إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا. You can make fun of us. فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. A day is going to come and we will make fun of you like how you are doing to us. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. You will know about it in the near future. Respected elders and friends, there is a narration that is mentioned there. That after he started loading all the animals on, the people asked, "Oh Nuh, how are all the wild animals going to live with one another? How are you going to have a lion living with the other animals? How is it going to happen?" And then he turns to Allah for an answer. And Allah Ta'ala then brings down a fever on the lion. Allah Ta'ala makes the lion get a fever, which causes him to be immobile, can't do nothing. So it didn't trouble anything else. And it is mentioned that was the first fever to come on the face of the earth. From there it spread. The first time the fever came on the face of the earth was on a lion in the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the people came and they complained, "Ya Nuh, the mouse is troubling, it is eating from..." They didn't have two bugs ahead. "The mouse is eating from our food, it is causing harm." So Allah Ta'ala told him, "Oh Nuh, hit the lion on the head." He went and he did that. And it is mentioned in the riwayah that from the mouth of the lion came out a cat. So before that there was no cats on the face of the earth. And that made sure, I don't think it ate the mouse, because then there wouldn't have been. But that thing stayed in its place, it didn't trouble anyone. And there's a number of other things that came about. I think that little bit is enough now. حتى إذا جاء أمرنا. Now everything was loaded in the ship. Allah says, now our order came. وفارت تنور. And the tannur, that is a thing which they make, you see the Ford book. They're by the pucky places. Where they have that round thing where they make the rotis in. You see them on the side of the road also doing this thing. They have it, nowadays it's modern, it's plugged into gas. In that time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they also made the bread and stuff in the same way. But it used to be a hole in the ground, and at the bottom of it they make a fire. There is some people that still cook like this up in North Africa. Yeah? They still cook like that. From that thing was the first point where the water started coming out. When the water started, that was when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam understood, قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا. We said to him that now load into the ship min kullin, from every creation of Allah, زوجين اثنين. Two of them, two of each, had to be loaded up into the ship. Now you start to understand why was the thing so big. If it was like our normal ship with a few containers on, how would the stuff have fitted inside? وأهلك, everything is going to be destroyed, إلا من سبق عليه القول, excepting those whom Allah had decided to keep alive. ومن آمن, and those who believed in Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And Allah says, وما آمن معه إلا قليل. A very few people brought iman with him. A very few people brought iman on him. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا. Allah Ta'ala said to him, now get onto the ship, you board it yourself. And say, Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. This is the only place where Imam Hafs that we follow, that we read the Quran according to, make ibala of the ra. Imalatul ra is when you don't read majraha or majriha. You read majreha. Understand? That is, you read it in between a fatha and a kasra. Fatha and a kasra. That is what is called imala. What is it called? Imala. That is when you read it in between the two. Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. You see, mursaha is the alif only. If there was a standing kasra, it would be mursiha. And if it was imala, it would have been mursiha. Understand? Get the picture. That is only one. There's many like that in the Quran. Bismillahi majreha wa mursaha. This is what you should read when you get into your conveyance also. Inna rabbi la ghafurur rahim. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. But, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ. Now the water started coming out. Allah Ta'ala mentions that it came out from the ground, from springs, from everywhere the water started coming out. From the sky it came down. From everywhere, wherever there was ground, the water came. Water started gushing from every different part of the ground. Allah says the ship was moving in between the waves, such waves kaljibal. It was the size of mountains. Wanada Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called one of his sons. One of his sons decided he does not believe in Allah. Now Nuh alayhi salam is standing on the ship. The water is coming. He's calling his son, come. This is the only place that is going to be safe. Ya bunayyab kam ma'ana. Oh my son, come with us. Wa la takum ma'al kafirin. Do not be from amongst those who disbelieve in Allah. Qal, the son replies, sa'awi ila jabalin. Don't worry, I'm going to climb on the mountain. Ya'asimuni min al-ma. I'll be safe from the water. Don't worry, let the water come, nothing is going to happen to me, I will climb on the mountain. قال نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام said to him, لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله. Today nobody is going to be spared from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلا من رحم. Excepting that person whom Allah has mercy on. They're still having this discussion between them. وحال بينهما الموت. A wave comes between the two of them. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And he sees his son drowning. It carries on. Everything is destroyed on the face of the earth. Now sometimes I listen to the scientists and they talk about a time when everything was washed away. They're trying to do some calculation as far as the years is concerned. And when we listen to them and we listen to the Quran, then they are getting in the right direction of what actually happened at that time. Slowly, slowly they'll get there someday. Waqil, after it all happened, everybody was done, finished, destroyed. Allah says, it was said, Ya ardu bla'i ma'ak. O earth, swallow your water. O earth, swallow your water. Wa ya sama'u aqli'i. O sky, stop now. وغيض الماء. The water went down. وقضي الأمر. The order which Allah had to fulfill was done. واستوت على الجودي. The ship went and settled on Mount Judi. وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. And it was said that all those who have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala is all gone, finished. After all of that is done, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam left his hands. And he says, oh Allah. Faqal, he says, Rabbi, oh Allah, innabni min ahli. My son is from my family. Wa inna wa'daka al-haq. And oh Allah, your promise is the truth. Wa anta ahkamul hakimin. Oh Allah, you are the most fair of anybody who is able of making a ruling. Allah Ta'ala replies to him, Ya Nuh, O Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik. He's not from your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. He did a deed which was not right. He disbelieved in Allah. Allah says, he's not from your family. Fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Don't ask me about such things which you have no knowledge about. Inni a'idhuka, I'm warning you, an takuna min al-jahilin, you could become from amongst those who are ignorant. Qal, he says, Rabbi, O Allah, inni a'udhu bik, I seek refuge in you, an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm, that I ever ask you something which I have no knowledge about. Wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni, O Allah, if you don't forgive me and you don't have mercy on me, akum min al-khasirin, I'm going to be from amongst those who are destroyed. Respected elders and friends, whatever we do, the end result of what we will achieve in the Akhirah is on the mercy of Allah. He's the king, he's the boss, he's the owner. It is all belonging to him alone. Allah decides the strictness which Allah Rabbul Izzat had on the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, on Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If we have to go through the same thing, we won't manage. It is mentioned that in that time, if a person left out 10% of deen, he was regarded as a hypocrite. In today's time, if you do 10% of deen, you counted as a pious man. Just the difference. تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ. This is from amongst the hidden knowledge which we are revealing to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا. You didn't know it. أَنْتَ, not you, وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. Not even your people before you knew about it. We also didn't know. Allah didn't tell us. فَاصْبِرْ, have patience. إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily the good ending is for those who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders and friends, let's take our time, make 2 rakats of salat and ask Allah for forgiveness. Many times in our lives we've made mistakes, we've done things, we've said things, whatever we've done wrong, take that time, lift your hands, ask Allah for forgiveness. Because the best condition that you can die in is in that condition where Allah has forgiven. Allah make us from among the people. Amen.